In the Saviour's name, we want to welcome you sincerely to our evening broadcast. We thank you for listening, and we want to thank you sincerely for listening to these broadcasts over these last weeks and months. We pray that they have been and will be a help and an encouragement and a blessing to your heart and to your soul. We do ask you to share them as widely as possible, and we encourage you to visit our Facebook page and to like our Facebook page. Can remind you just of the meetings in the will of God in the incoming week. Wednesday night at 8 o'clock is our midweek meeting for prayer and Bible study. We encourage you to come along and join with us. We do need to be much in prayer in these days in which we live. I hope to be speaking at that meeting myself. Then the meeting's next Lord's Day at 11:30 a.m. in the morning and 6:30 p.m. in the evening. And in the will of the Lord, both services will be here in the church building. Next Sabbath day, we are recommencing our evening service again here in the church. I'll be preaching at both of those services. We would be glad of your presence. We'd be encouraged by your fellowship. So if you can, please come along. And we ask for your help just in making those meetings known to others. We want to encourage you to take the scriptures. We have a short reading in the New Testament. We're reading in 1 Peter chapter 1, and it's towards the end of the chapter, the last few verses from verse 22, just down to the close of the chapter. So 1 Peter chapter 1 and the verse 22, and let us hear the word of God to our hearts. The scriptures tell us, seeing ye have purified your souls in obeying the truth through the Spirit unto unfeigned love of the brethren, see that ye love one another with a pure heart fervently, being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. For all flesh is as grass, and all the glory of man as the flower of grass. The grass withereth, and the flower thereof falleth away. But the word of the Lord endureth forever. And this is the word which by the gospel is preached unto you. Amen. And we do know the Lord will follow with his blessing this reading from his own inspired word. Let's just pray together, pray for the power of God to come down upon the preaching this evening. Father, we wait before thee. We come in our emptiness, and we pray for your fullness. Pray for the power of God. We come, Father, with thankful hearts for your faithfulness to us right through this winter time, through these periods of lockdown. Thank you for watching over us. Thank you for watching over the congregation. We thank you, Father, for providing for us. We acknowledge how you have blessed us. Count your blessings. Name them one by one, and it will surprise you what the Lord has done. We thank you, Father, for the improvement there is in the condition of our land at this time. And Lord, we pray that that might continue. We're conscious of the concerns that there are, especially with new variants of the virus. But Lord, we look to thee. We cry for thy hand to be upon the situation. And we want to pray, Father, that things will be enabled to continue to open up even in coming weeks. So hear our cries. And Lord, we thank you especially for the word of God, this word that is quick and powerful. And we pray that just now, as the word is preached, the gospel proclaimed, that the power of your word will be felt in the hearts and lives, especially of those who are still without Christ. So, Father, hear our prayers and come and abide with us and grant us a sense of your presence, even in the broadcast now. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. The words of our text are found in verse 24 of this passage, 1 Peter chapter 1, the 24th verse. For all flesh is as grass, and all the glory of man as the flower of grass. The grass withereth, and the flower thereof falleth away. The subject in the gospel this evening is the gospel in the grass. I want you to think that at school and college and university, young people study all sorts of subjects. They study maths and English, French, history, the sciences, computers, and so on. But if you went to agricultural college, as perhaps some listening to this broadcast have done, one subject that you would study is grass. A lot of time is given to grassland studies. Because remember that grass is the biggest crop that is grown in our country and perhaps the biggest crop grown around the world. At agricultural college, that subject or that class is called grassland studies. You might say, how exciting. You ask, what is there to learn about grass? You might think or say, grass is grass, it's all the same. Well, you would be wrong in that thinking. In those classes, you hear about different varieties of grass. You learn about how to grow grass. You learn about cheaper ways to produce more grass and so on. So there's much to learn. And that's what I would like us to do in our Bible study this evening. I want us to do a study about grass. I'd like us all to learn a little more about the subject of grass. And especially, I want us to learn what the Bible teaches about grass. I want to say to you, if you're a farmer or a gardener, it'd be good, it'd be profitable for you to read all the verses in the Bible about grass. There are 62 references in 56 verses of Scripture. And you will find some very interesting things said about grass in the Bible. For example, the psalmist said, he causeth the grass to grow. It's not the farmer, it's not the fertilizer. The Lord uses those things, but the Lord is the one that does it. And that's something that we should give the Lord thanks for, especially if you're a farmer. At the feeding of the 5,000, John, in his account, said that there was much grass in that place. They didn't sit on chairs, they didn't sit on pews, they sat on grass. And what that teaches us is that the Lord was interested in their comfort. So there are many interesting things said in the Bible on the subject of grass. So I'd encourage you to engage in that study yourself. And here in this text of Scripture, 1 Peter 1:24, we're taught that people are like grass. The text says, all flesh is as grass. And that includes you. I'd like you to think of that. You're like the grass of the field, especially if you're still unsaved, still out of Christ. What Peter is teaching us here is that your life, your flesh, your human nature is just like the grass that is all around us, especially at this season of the year. So let's think about that. Let's develop that theme. Let's have a grassland study. Let's look at some of the comparisons between people and grass. You'll notice, first of all, that grass is frail. Grass doesn't have much strength. It's not strong. It's not robust. Grass is not like trees and rocks and mountains. Grass is something that's weak and frail. It doesn't take much to knock it down. It doesn't take a heavy machine to flatten grass. You just have to walk on it. Even in those days when there's heavy rain and the wind blows, you see the grass lying flat in the fields. So grass is a frail thing. And the reality, men and women, is that you're just the same. Your body is also a frail thing. And you do well to remember that. You're not as strong as you sometimes boast and you sometimes imagine. Your body, your life, is puny and feeble. There's times when we see people that are old, people that are sick. We see them struggling to get along the road, struggling to get out of the car. We might think, we might say, they're very frail. But the reality is, we're all like that. We're all very frail. It doesn't take much to change your life. It doesn't take much to call you aside. Just an infection, just a stroke or a heart attack, some simple ailment. The psalmist David said, Lord, make me to know mine end and the measure of my days, what it is, that I may know how frail I am. And men and women, that's one lesson that you need to learn in life. Not how strong, not how great, not how healthy, not how able I am. We all need to learn how frail, how weak you really are. And sickness teaches you that truth in a very powerful way. Whenever you're ill, whenever you're in hospital, whenever you can't get about as you used to be able to, when the strength goes and the pain increases, what the Lord's teaching there is how frail you are. He wants you to see that life is uncertain. Life is unsure. You dare not boast about tomorrow, because very easily, very simply, you could be dead and gone tomorrow. That's just how frail life really is. I want you to think as well, not just that the grass is frail, but also the grass is flowering. Yes, that's the right word, flowering. The text says, and all the glory of man as the flower of grass. You may not realize it, but grass does have a flower. In fact, grass can be described as a flower. Whenever the seed or the head appears, the grass has flowered. Farmers today don't like the grass to flower. They don't want the seed or the head to appear. It was different years ago when hay was being made, but nowadays they cut the grass before the flower comes. The grass then is too hard. The feeding value is not as good. So I want you to think of the flower of the grass. And remember that life has its flower too. Paul, writing to the Corinthians, he said, if his virgin pass the flower of her age. Isn't that interesting? The flower of age. And maybe that's where you are in life. You're at your best. That's when your appearance is young and fresh and you're looking well. That's when your mind is clear and sharp and bright and alert. That's the stage of life when the body's strong and fit and healthy. The flower of life, the flower of your age. And maybe that's just where you are at this time. You're in full bloom. You're at the peak of life. You're at the peak of your powers. And how good that is. What a blessing. Take time to thank the Lord for it. But remember this, men and women. It won't last. The text tells us very clearly. If you look there at the words at the end of the text, the flower thereof falleth away. And you know that to be true. You know it to be true from the field. You know it to be true from the garden. And I want you to see that's true of you too. You'll not stay as you are. You might want to. You might like to. You might spend a lot of time, spend a lot of money trying to keep your body looking young and fresh. But the reality is, we all know it to be true, the flower fades. The day soon will come, if it hasn't already, when you will be past your best. Everything in this world fades. And I want to emphasize to you in the light of our text today, so will you. Remember the words of the hymn we often sing, fairest flowers soon decay, youth and beauty pass away. Oh, you have not long to stay. And there's the need, men and women, to be in time. The warning is you're not going to live forever. We live in a temporal world, a world that is passing away. But there's another world which is eternal. And you're going to that other world. And that's why you need to think about it. That's why you need to prepare for it. The message, men and women, is you need to be ready, ready for eternity. And I want to ask you the simple question today. Are you? Can you say you're ready today for death and eternity? The grass is flowering. I want you to see in the third place that the grass is fleeting. Grass doesn't have a very long life, just a few weeks, a few months. Then it's cut down and taken away. Farmers don't like the grass to grow much longer than maybe 6 weeks or so. They want to cut the grass when it's young, when it's fresh, when it's leafy. Think of the grass in your garden. It only gets a few days, maybe a week or two, and then it's cut down. The lesson, men and women, is that grass is fleeting, how quickly it is gone. And I want you to see that it's the same for you. And the Bible emphasizes that as well. The psalmist said, they shall soon be cut down like the grass. The psalmist said again, they are like grass which groweth up. In the morning it flourisheth and groweth up. In the evening it is cut down and withereth. How quickly the grass is cut down and taken away. The Savior said, wherefore if God so clothe the grass of the field which today is and tomorrow is cast into the oven. So the clear message of the Scriptures is that grass doesn't have very long, and neither do you, men and women. And you need to remember that great truth. I want to say to you today, it'd be good for you to stop and to consider and to remember that life is short. You need to ponder that. You need to ponder that fact very carefully indeed. David said, remember how short my time is. And that's what I want to encourage you to do today as well. Remember how short your time is. You don't have long left on this earth. There's not much of your days that are still remaining to you. The curtain will soon come down. The drama of your life will soon be over. Can I remind you that over and over we're reminded of the brevity of life, even in the Scriptures themselves. Think of what Job said. Now my days are swifter than a post. They flee away. They see no good. You think of a person that flees away. The idea is that they're running, and they're running very fast. And what Job is saying is that life is like that. Your days are quickly running out. Your days are quickly running away from you. So I want you to see, men and women, that life is short. And the vital thing is this. The fact that you don't have long upon this earth, what that means is you don't have long to get right with God. You don't have long to be saved, to turn to Christ in salvation. Remember what the Bible warns. Warns very, very clearly. Now is the day of salvation. Now is the day. Now is the only day that you're sure of. So today is the day that you need to be sure that you're right with God. There's one other thing I'd like you to see, and that is that the grass is falling. The psalmist said, he shall come down like rain upon the mown grass. Think of those words, the mown grass. There is a day when the grass is mown or the grass is cut down. We see it all around us, especially at this time of the year when the farmers are starting to bring in the silage again. In former times, farmers used the scythe. There was a lot of manual labor. There was a lot of hard work in cutting down and bringing in the grass. Now they use big, powerful mowers. The farmer mows the grass, just as the gardener mows the lawn. And as he cuts the grass, it falls before the mower. So the grass is cut down and it dies. If you think of the question, what is hay or what is silage? In reality, it's just dead grass that has been preserved for the purpose of feeding stock and feeding cattle. So grass dies, men and women. And the same will happen to you. One day you will die. One day you will be cut down. One day you will fall in death. Solomon said, to everything there is a season. There's a time to be born, and there's a time to die. Everything has a season. Grass is like that. Grass has a season. This is the grass season for the farmer, for the gardener. But it will soon be over, men and women. And your season of life, your season on this earth, it is almost over too. Your time to die is approaching. It's fast approaching. And in the light of that, we want you to know that you need to be saved. That's something that's vital, men and women. Don't be foolish. Don't be careless with your soul and its destiny in eternity. The Bible's very clear on that fact. Think of the great question that was asked by the jailer to Paul and Silas in Philippi that night. What must I do to be saved? It couldn't be plainer. You need to be saved. It's something that's an imperative. It's something that's a must. And I want to plead with you to get right with God today, to get right with the Lord even this very night. Think of the words of Jeremiah the prophet. The harvest is past, the summer is ended, and we are not saved. We're coming in to the summer, but we're in the time of the grass harvest. But would you have to admit that you're still not saved as you come to another summer, the time of the bringing in of the grass? You're still not right with God. You still haven't your trust in Jesus Christ as your Savior. Can I say to you, just in closing, sometimes in those eastern lands, they would use the grass as fuel. They would use it to heat the fire, especially when they were baking. There's an indication of that in the words of the Savior. Wherefore, if God so clothe the grass of the field, which today is and tomorrow is cast into the oven. Notice the word oven there. So they used the grass to heat the fire when they were baking. You think of the grass being cut down and cast into the fire. And we want to warn you. We want you to see that will be your end as well. If you die without Christ as your Savior, when you're cut down in death, you'll be cast out into the fires of a lost eternity. So I want to warn you of that. There's great urgency here, men and women, that you get right with God. Be sure that you're in a right relationship with God this very day. So think of the words of our text. For all flesh is as grass, and all the glory of man is the flower of grass. The grass withereth, and the flower thereof falleth away. May the Lord be pleased to bless this message. We pray that he'll speak through it, especially to the saving of precious souls. Let's just pray together. Father, we do praise thee for thy word. I want to thank you for this book, how precious it is to us. We thank, Father, of how you've blessed our land. You've given to us the word of God. We thank you for this book that's a revelation of thyself. And we thank you, Father, for this book that reveals to us our Savior, the Lord Jesus, and your plan of thy so great salvation. I want to pray that you'll bless the preaching of the gospel all across this land and all across the earth today to the saving of precious souls. Pray that you'll prosper and strengthen the cause of the gospel. We thank you, Father, for a book that is so relevant to us. We thank you for a book that presents the gospel to us so clearly in ways that are so plain that a wayfaring man, though a fool, could not err therein. So we just ask, Lord, speak on. We rejoice that you can speak on by your Spirit when the voice of man is silent. And we ask thee to use the message, and we pray that you'll prosper the broadcast, and we pray that it will speak even to the very ends of the earth. So here these are cries. And now may the blessing of the triune God, of Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, be our abiding portion, we pray, in Jesus' name. Amen.